are no longer a river to me. And you are no longer a river to me. Though your coursing remain eager to acquaint me. And you are no longer docile stream. And you are no longer docile stream. Though your patience proved you bend to ease. The spark met kindling, forgets its gentle ambling,
becoming heat, becoming steam,
becoming luminescent glee.
Atom splinter sparkling,
alive and nimble symmetry,
and all along this glistening
blankets we and everything.
Shadows dance triumphantly,
wordless whisper sighs and pleas.
Little ducks envelop thee.
You and I in a flame make three.
You and I in a flame make three.
You and I and a flame make three. And you are not glassy bay to me. And you are not glassy bay to me. Though my tired fleet abides in your gentle breeze. And you are now vast and open sea, and my mind travels you endlessly. And you beckon, toss and toss and swallow me.
Hello, folks.
Merry November, or as I like to call it, Movember. And I know Blondtron can get on board with this because she likes to wear mustaches, and Movember is...
Mustache month.
Exactly.
But where's yours, Jay Brown?
I used to have a what I like to call glorious handlebar mustache.
You did, but now it's Movember, and you have 2 o'clock shadow.
Because
not even 4 o'clock.
I'm trying to do this like short hair, clean cut thing. Is it working?
It looks sharp.
I don't even...
Good.
You know what? I don't even really give a shit at what you think.
I think it looks lovely. Right.
The whole clean cut thing's really working out for you.
Well,
10 seconds in and we've already dropped some
messages. It's nice
bombs.
To be back on the air, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I've missed it actually quite a lot.
Sometimes we get hot mess. I'm not going to lie. Here's what I think. We're probably one of the greatest radio shows of all time. Yet, for some reason, unbeknownst to me, we get preempted for other shows, and I don't understand the logic, because we have great, great, amazing interviews with top artists. Who have we had on this show? We've had Will Sasso.
We've had Slash.
We've had the amazing LMFAO.
Chaos.
So many names. And
the guy from Heroes that we always call the guy from Heroes.
Nathan Fillion from Castle.
And
Cindy Busby, star of CBC's Heartland.
And today is no different. We have an amazing interview with electropop sensation Lights.
Love her. Woo! She's amazing.
And I interviewed her yesterday. She was on a bus on her way to Portland. She is so full of energy and so fun and happy. She oozes happiness.
She's really cute too. She's like, "Hi, I have a keytar and I make videos fighting monsters in space."
She could use stand to eat a sandwich though. I will give her that much.
What is it? You want to wash Emily Haynes' hair, feed Lights, what else?
That's all.
Okay.
Just those two things.
She's cute.
She just started a boarding house for pop sensations.
But we
also have another interview, hopefully, on the show today, in addition to Lights, correct?
Yes, the band that toured with Kings of Leon called The Wigs.
So that's very exciting. What's it like opening for the biggest rock band in the world right now, The Wigs? That's what we'll ask them. That'll probably be the first question.
Probably. I have a pretty good feeling. Because
the Kings of Leon are like amazingly gigantic.
Gigantic.
I was going to say gigantism.
And then we also have some great music that you, me, and Blontron have selected today.
Yeah, I've got some really good music.
Do you want to start with some tune? This tune that Jay Brown was like frantically yelling at me to find, and I found.
Blontron's here to play us like amazing.
Did you just call me Blontron? Ouch.
I said Blontron with it's an Albertan twang in my voice.
Okay,
so sometimes you hear.
That just hurt my feelings
O's and A's. I would never call you that.
Okay.
Could I just say this, though? Recently, Canadian pop duo, pop rock duo Twins, Tegan and Sarah released their new album Sainthood.
Signed to Neil Young's label, I might add.
I am blown away by their new single Hell. And let me say this. I used to be in a band in Calgary when I was 18 years old.
I know the
story.
And
we played this rock and roll battle of the bands at Mount Royal College. And my band came in second place. And the band that beat us out, that went on to rock stardom, international rock stardom, was Tegan and Sarah!
Oh, you rue the day.
I ain't mad at you. Here's their new single, which is amazing. It's called Hell on Hot Mess, CITR 101.9 FM.
the soul of the city, sad and cold, for ways to collect what we say and what we save, to discard and discover a brand new way.
Wow. It's just powerful pop rock in my face from two twin sisters from Calgary, Tegan and Sarah, with the track Hell. You are listening to Hot Mess.
Yes, you are.
Hello, Ed.
Hi,
hello,
Jason.
Blontron. So, listen, you guys, as we're driving over here, we were having a conversation. You told me to keep it for the radio show. The fact of the matter is, lately, I've had a lot of time on my hands.
Yeah, you have.
And I really, really have sort of, I mean, why not wear adult diapers? Like, even
why
if
not?
You, even if you don't need to wear adult diapers, why wouldn't you want the freedom of being able to just pee your pants whenever you want?
Can I give you one small reason comes to mind?
Oh, do tell, Ed.
The smell?
No, I figured it out. I told you this three times already. No, I told you. You didn't tell me. I told you.
It would be really, 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 really gross. And your really attractive girlfriend would most likely break up with you.
Listen.
You'd look like you had, like, fat patch around your crotchal area because it'll be all puffy and swollen up with your urine.
Ed, to be quite honest with you, I already have fat patch around my crotchal area.
No, but not just there. Like, it will expand throughout your entire diaper padding. And have you never seen a baby with, like, sweatpants on? The thing is like, meh. You have to buy, like, larger pants.
No, that's adult diapers have adult technology.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize you did such research.
Yeah, no, like, you can, I'm sure you can buy, like, slim-fitting adult diapers that will stop the leakage.
I don't know. I think this... But don't you think it'd be kind of creepy to like to just really let go and just do it?
No, it wouldn't be creepy. I would love to go into the theater. I wish I could go back in time wearing adult diapers and go in and watch The Lord of the Rings without having to get up and go to the bathroom.
Or Titanic.
Exactly. I just want to be able to there. You know what? Maybe I do have to take a wee, but that's fine. I'm wearing adult diapers, and it's not going to be a problem because I pre-sprayed them with Dracar Noir.
Ugh.
So the scent thing isn't even an issue. I'll thank you very much to stop bringing that up.
Well, you let me know how that works out.
And sit a few seats away from us,
yes.
Please.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Sam, he's riding in your car from now on.
Okay, that's great because I don't have a car.
Listen, if anybody's listening to our show right now, and I'm sure there are all over the world.
Everywhere
in this wonderful planet.
If you agree with me and making adult diapers a mandatory thing, I'm not even saying like it should be a choice. I'm not saying like it should be mandatory. Get rid of outhouses.
Okay, here's
what's grosser to you. Being able to wear an adult diaper and just wee. Okay, now, like, if you have to do the other thing, that's another issue to me. But if you just, like, have to wee and you wear an adult diaper and then you're like, okay, I did it. The movie's over. The concert's over. I'm
going
to get rid of it. Isn't it grosser to go in an outhouse where germs are rampant and it's just sitting there in a hole in the ground? Isn't that much grosser to you?
You want to hear a funny story about a hole in the ground? A friend of mine was in Egypt and they were dropping a deuce. And,
why do we always talk about poo?
they heard some strange noises, and they're like, what the heck? And they look down, and in Egypt, they have pigs living in the toilet hole that will come and eat your feces, so they don't, like, you know.
That's an old wives' tale, like the guy with the hook in your backseat of your car after you did a thing with the girl.
This is what he said. I've never been to Egypt, so what do I know?
That just seems like PETA should be all over that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, they're getting a snack.
Oh. That's smelly bacon.
Speaking of snack, I have an auditory snack for you.
Oh.
Can I play an auditory snack?
Nice segue out of your pig poo segment.
Yeah, that was really great.
You always make fun of my segue.
Because you have the worst segues.
Because they always involve feces.
All right, let's hear your auditory poo snack.
Kid Cudi came out with an album. I think it's pretty phenomenal. He's actually opening up for a bunch of dates on the Lady Gaga tour.
You really do have a boner for Kid Cudi.
And here's a really wicked remix of the Kid Cudi Pursuit of Happiness track. It's featuring MGMT and Rat-a-tat-tat, and it's remixed by Benny Benassi. So here you go.
So I can get my satisfaction.
Yes, exactly. On Hot Mess.
I'll be good.
I did okay, huh?
You did very well.
He did too many substances of some kind, little Kid Cudi and Benny Benassi.
Well, definitely Benny Benassi.
Yeah.
That's really, really good.
It's fresh with a pH.
So, Jay, you caught up with somebody really cool yesterday.
This is correct. I did catch up with someone really cool. Lights.
Who?
Electro pop sensation Lights.
Who?
She is a delight.
That wasn't even okay.
Anyway, she's a super fun, really funny and cool chick.
Did you bring the preliminary interview that we did?
No, I didn't. I interviewed Lights yesterday while I was wearing boxer shorts and a t-shirt eating Cheerios in my home. I talked to Ed quickly on the phone about what I should talk to Lights about, but I didn't bring that
Let's put that up at hotmess.org just for the fun of it.
Maybe we will.
I met her at the Junos weekend, and she was really great, and we were having a great conversation until George Strombolopola, fuck your names long, came in and creeped on us, and I didn't get to finish my conversation with her. So thanks, George, your name's too long, Gus.
Oh, wow.
I like your show, but... come on.
He creeped on you. Really?
On you or on Lights?
On Lights. And then he tried to come back and creep on me. And I'm like, listen, if I can't say your last name, we're not making out for at least another hour. Anyways, let's listen to this Lights interview.
Jay, let's hear this. Let's make it happen here.
Cool. Here's my interview with Lights on CITR 101.9 FM radio. Hot mess.
Is your name Jason Awesome?
Sometimes. Part of the time it's Jason Awesome.
That is an awesome name.
Thank you very much. It's because my real name's Jay Brown, and there's too many of those in the world.
Well, that's a nice change, let me tell you.
Lights, we really wanted to talk to you in person, but we couldn't. You're traveling right now, correct? Where in the world are you?
We are just about to the venue in Portland. We drove up here from San Francisco, where we played last night. And it is a long drive. I'm in and out of napping and everything, but it's par for the course, you know, spending a lot of time in the van.
Let's talk about Portland for a second, because it's kind of known for having quite the music scene down there. Are you a fan of any bands from Portland?
Well, in fact, the band we're on tour with at the moment, Starstruck and Field, are from Portland. So it's going to be a really fun show tonight. There's going to be a lot of people there, and they're a great band. They're like, if you haven't heard of them already, they're indie rock, and they're awesome.
2009 was a big year for you. You've won a Juno Award, all kinds of awards.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. And one thing after another, you know, things just growing and growing and growing. And the funny thing is a thing like the Juno is, I mean, when I just take it as it comes, because there's so much touring around it and then planning, you know, the release of the record and music videos and all that. Something like that is a huge surprise and a nice treat and a nice momentary break from all the extremely hard work that's been going on.
Now, speaking of hard work, I hear you're working on an elaborate new Lights show.
Yeah, it's actually out, and it's a semi-animated comic that's playing on MTV, and you can also see it on my website, iamlights.com, and it's called Audio Quest, The Captain Lights Adventure, and I'm working with Tom Coker from Marvel Digital Comics, and I mean, I'm a huge comic fan, so I was geeking out when we were planning this concept and coming up with the characters and the outfits, and I mean, one thing led to another, and soon it was the semi-animated sort of with voiceovers and the music in the background. I did all my own voiceovers, and it was a complete blast, and it looks great. There's 5 episodes out at this point.
So you're a fan of comics. I also hear you're a fan of World of Warcraft.
Whenever I get a chance to get on the internet or whatever, it's a great escape to be somebody kind of anonymous for a little bit, with an entirely, you know, different skill set and abilities, and you get to use weapons and be in a fantastical world. It's actually, I mean, aside from a great escape, it's really inspiring.
So you've conquered Canada, You're conquering the world of Warcraft. I'm starting to think that maybe instead of those shiny headbands that you wear, that you should start wearing like a conquistador helmet on stage or something like that.
I am slowly converting. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I actually haven't worn the headband in probably a year, I think it seems. No, it hasn't been quite a year. Probably like 8 months since I really put the headband on. You know, I go through phases of the things I like, and that's the beauty of being an artist. You can constantly be changing. And maybe the next one will be a helmet.
It's good for protection, too, because I hear you actually have an elaborate live stage show that you're putting together as well, so you might need the protection from objects on stage.
I just might, and, you know, in that vein of things, there will be some Captain Lights going on during the live show, so be prepared.
Oh, wow. Does the tarantula come with you on tour?
I wish. You know, I'm probably the only one that would be supportive of that. Everyone else in the van's a little against having an eight-legged creature along with them for the ride, 12-hour day in the van. So he's actually at home being taken care of by a spider sitter, believe it or not. So I miss him very much.
You have a spider sitter. I love that.
Necessary.
Now, you're going to be here in Vancouver very soon. Of course, Vancouver is very excited to have you. But you've got some ties to the city as well, do you not? Some of your family used to live here, is that correct?
Totally, totally. They actually, my direct family all lives out there, my sister, her husband, a lot of my friends, so it's always a blast to go back there. Plus, it's beautiful. A little bit of my heart's in Vancouver.
Specifically, a bit of your heart is at the Vancouver Aquarium?
I love the Vancouver Aquarium. Every year my parents have a season's pass for it. So they make me a guest every time I come home and visit, and it's just, you know, even though you've seen the same things over and over again, there's something so amazing about the aquarium. I'm such a geek when it comes to that.
You love it so much that you wear a Vancouver Aquarium t-shirt sometimes, don't you?
I definitely do. It was a little gift that my dad gifted me with from the gift shop over at the aquarium. And the last time I played in Vancouver, I thought it fitting to whip it out on stage, and I wore it for the show, and it went over pretty well. It's like basically this sweet shark on a snowboard, which represents a lot of cool things in life.
So let me ask you just a couple more quick questions. What do you hope is going to happen here over the next year? You're entering 2010. It's a big year. It's kind of a big year for Canada in general, what with the Olympics out here on the West Coast. And, you know, you've already accomplished so much here in Canada. What are you hoping for the next year?
Well, I'm definitely hoping to treat Canada again and go across with another tour maybe sometime next year for sure, because I just love touring across Canada. It's so much fun. But beyond that, there's going to be a lot of touring, preferably a lot of overseas. Once the record will be out there, it'll be really fun to get over there. I'm excited to go to Germany because a lot of my roots and everything are there, so it feels like home there as well. So looking forward to that. Maybe, who knows, expanding this Captain Lights thing into more episodes or maybe a movie or, you know, if I'm dreaming big here, I'm talking about maybe a video game. But the options are endless. 2010, I mean, I'm so looking forward to it.
And lastly, lights, if you had to choose one, which would you rather be? A black light, a neon light, or the northern lights?
Oh, you know what? That's a given. A northern light, because it's kind of synonymous with the beauty of Canada, and it changes all the time. You never know where you're going to find it, and I think that's the one that I would rather be.
Lights, if you want us to play one of your songs right now on Hot Mess, what would it be?
Love if you played Savior.
All right, here's Savior on Hot Mess. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye-bye.
The night is deafening when the silence is listening, and I'm down on my knees, and I know that something is missing, because the back of my mind is holding things I'm relying in, but I choose to ignore it because I'm always denying them. Cause I start losing my head, and then I get up in a panic.
Hello, Lights.
Hey.
How long before I can do the show?
It's starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
It's starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Yeah, I am very happy with the way I look and my attitude. So
yeah.
Back off.
I like Lights. She's cool.
She was super cool. She was super high energy. It was a fun interview. So
I feel like 8 million World of Warcraft people just jizzed in their pants.
You know what? The funny thing is, apparently
they made a hot mess in their pants.
Apparently, she met her boyfriend, who is the drummer for some like punk rock group in the States. I can't remember the name of them off the top of my head. But apparently, she met him on World of Warcraft. Well, like, she
corrective was, shoes becoming cool one Canadian pop star at a time.
Corrective shoes.
That's awesome. I know, she's rad.
Yeah, she's very cool.
Maybe
so,
I should start hanging out in the World of Warcraft.
Maybe. Apparently people are just creeping. They like your wood nymph avatar and they want to like get busy with it. You know what I mean? I am a level 36 wizard. I like your wood nymph.
Ness.
Wow. That's awesome.
Anywho.
Anyways, speaking of awesome and things that aren't awesome, I think it should be time for my segment.
Gripe and hype.
All right.
I like how you curl your R's.
Gripe? What?
You do. You're like gripe.
Gripe. Okay. So what time is it? It is time for gripe. And hype. Woo! Gripe. Top sheets. No one uses you aside from the military and my father, and I'm pretty sure that's because my father was in the military. The only thing you're good for is a ghost costume. We're sick of you getting tangled around our feet and making us have nightmares about being strangled by totally pointless pieces of patterned cloth. Also, thanks for all those traumatizing lessons in hospital corners from my dad. I blame you, Top Sheet. You outdated and totally useless waste of time and space. Hype. Neck tattoos. They're not just for rapists anymore. Rihanna has one, Carmen Electra, hell, even I have one. The only thing I've ever raped is the all-you-can-eat sushi bar at Shabusen, so how bad can they be? What used to say, hey, get your pepper spray, now says, hey, I don't intend on working in an office ever again, so let's hope this whole music thing works out or I'm totally screwed. This has been Gripe and Hype by Blanchard.
Wow.
I like that.
I love the emotional music in the background, too.
I know.
Is there open for commentary or no?
Go for it, yeah.
Neck tattoos.
I like the top sheet. What if it's a hot summer day and you
No. Know?
We live in Vancouver where it never snows, all right?
Excuse me.
You don't need the top sheet.
No, the top sheet's stupid because it goes in between the blanket and everybody has duvets now anyways, so like.
But like on a hot summer 38
I hate
day,
top sheets. I hate them.
You don't need the duvet. And no. So you're like, and I don't want to sleep because it's like a safety thing.
No, you never feel fully covered by the top sheet if you go solo top sheet. And if you have the top sheet, you end up getting tangled up in it in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
I can't sleep without a top sheet on a hot day.
Okay. Well, anyways.
I'm totally in agreement. And also, the neck tattoo is...
I like the neck tattoo.
I would even say, hey, why not even take it a step further and give big ups to the face tattoo? I'm looking at you, Mike Tyson. God. Face tattoos, God bless you. If you have the balls to get your face tattooed like a gentleman or the opposite thereof.
Yeah, that's pretty gnarly too, I gotta admit.
Anyways, do you wanna maybe hear some music now?
I love music. That's why we're on the radio.
All right. Well, here we go. This is a bunch of new stuff. I'm just gonna play a couple tunes and we're gonna rock out because it's Friday.
Are you ready for your party?
We can't stop.
Yes, you are, of course, listening to Hot Mess. And we have a very special guest live on the phone lines right now. We have Tim from the Wigs. Hello.
Hello. Tim. Hi.
Tim, you belong to one of the greatest rock trios in my mind that I've ever heard since Rush.
Wow. All right.
How's that for an intro?
That's amazing. That's very flattering. Thank you. Don't know if... me or my band deserve such a compliment, but thank you. That's very kind.
Being in a trio is a little bit different than being, you know, playing with a lot of guys. I mean, you got you've got three instruments covering all the territory. Do you guys like, so what's that like for you? I mean, is it when you're creating, what's the process like when you know you've got, like, you know, bass, drums, guitar?
Well, I feel like I sort of can probably speak for my two other bandmates. I think we all really enjoy the simplicity of the three piece, and I think we, you know, like you said, you kind of have a lot of responsibility on your end as one person in the three piece, and I think we all kind of enjoy that. I think we kind of enjoy that challenge, and we like writing songs that have parts that can be simple but also interesting enough to, you know, pull off the tune. I think we all dig it. It's fun being in three piece. It's a lot of fun.
They've obviously been interesting to a lot of people. I mean, you guys are blowing up right now. I think this thing that's in your bio written by Rolling Stone is just amazing. The fact that in a Rolling Stone review, they were quoted as saying that you guys have, you know, influences that they can hear Cobain and Paul Westerberg in your music, yeah. But also you guys evoke the Pet Sounds. I mean, those are some huge comparisons.
Well, yeah, I mean, you just compared us to Rush. again, I mean, all very, very flattering, and you know, we love all those bands, and we love all different types of music, and we listen to all different types of music. We spend so much time traveling and traveling across the country. It's kind of all we can do is listen to music, and you know, we enjoy anything and everything from Perry Nilsson to Willie Nelson to Rage Against the Machine, or you know, Pavement or Tribe Called Quest. Or, you know, everything and anything we sort of listen to, and maybe you might not hear that directly reflected in our music, but
somehow it's
definitely our influences, for sure.
Now, you mentioned touring and being on the road a lot. Where are you guys right now?
I'm actually hiding in our dressing room backstage in Chicago. The first band is about to take the stage. It's friends of ours, the Dead Trees, are about to play. And I'm trying to catch a few minutes with you while it's still quiet, because it's going to get noisy pretty soon. But we're in
the home of the blues, Chicago.
You got it, man. Love this city. Great town.
Very cool. Now let's talk about being on the road with, I mean, one of the biggest rock bands in the world right now, the Kings of Leon.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, we owe a good amount of our fun that we had this year to those four men who invited us to sort of tag along with them. We had a great time, man. I mean, you mentioned that they basically became, during this, over maybe the past, you know, 10 or 12 months or so, kind of went from being a pretty huge band to one of the biggest bands in the world, and we kind of got to.
You kind of got to see that and be part of that ride.
Got to see it all happen, yeah, and it was pretty incredible. And we had a great time, and very thankful for that opportunity that they gave us, for sure.
Very cool, man. Well, we very much appreciate what you guys do here on Hot Mess, and if you wanted us to play one of your songs that's on your MySpace site. Right now, what would you want us to play?
Well, to be honest, I'm not even sure exactly what we have on our MySpace, but I will tell you this. We just released two new tracks that are going to be on our forthcoming record.
Is one of them 100 million? I really like that one.
Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
I love the 100 million one. Is that, oh, yeah, is that
yeah.
one of them?
That's one of them, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was million. Checking that out earlier. It's awesome.
The other one is called In the Dark. So if you want to jam any one of those two, it'd be pretty interesting to see what you guys think, because those are going to be on the new record coming out.
Cool.
Early next year.
Well, you have a great show. And
if you want to know more about the Wigs, you can go and check out their MySpace site, which is Ed.
MySpace.com/TheWigs.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, cool, Tim. Enjoy Chicago. Have a great show, and we hope to see you in Vancouver soon. Here's 100 Million on Hot Mess, CITR 101.9 FM.